day. And thanks, Hannah.
Thank you.
Item 16, sport fishing regulations phone application review. This is a briefing.
Hey, thanks.
Maybe we can go on a fishing trip one day if we knew anybody that had a boat.
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Chair, commissioners, director, and deputy director. My name is Brody Cox. I lead the Biological Data Systems Unit in Fish Science. And with me today is Melody Alfateris, who's our lead developer. And we want to give you an update on our WDFW mobile fishing's regulations application development. So I'll just jump right into that. We're going to talk about give you a little context about the app first, and then kind of jump into a demo of the app as it currently is, and then tell you about our timeline and where we're at for releasing the application. So, if you don't have any questions, we'll begin. I have a question. Why take on development of a mobile fishing application in the first place? And so we get a question or a scenario from our constituents, and I believe from even our director mentioned this in a meeting last year, that an angler is in a stream or a lake, and they pull out the pamphlet, and they need a lawyer in order to make sense of the pamphlet. And so to that end, we put forth a Wild Futures listening tour. And one of the major priorities in that tour was rule simplification. And so although this application in and of itself does not simplify the rules, it does allow for directing of the rules in a given situation. So if you're in a stream, you can get the rules that are applicable to you at the time you're there for the species you're looking for during the season that you're in. And so also, it's one of our most requested applications. We constantly get people asking, why can't we deliver our regulations in some sort of electronic format? It's an age of mobile technology with smartphones everywhere. It's a resource we should exploit as we move into the future in order to reach new demographics. And so, to that end, that's why we're doing this. And so we started looking around, and it turns out it's pretty complicated to do this. One of the requests was that this application operate offline. So many places people fish and hunt are not in cell range. And so being out of cell range means how do you get the maps? How do you get the rules? And that was a very difficult and steep hurdle to overcome. So we originally sought out private contractors to say, well, you know, can they provide this as an application for us, just an off-the-shelf purchase? And there's really nothing else out there that's like that. We found static versions of PDFs of regulation pamphlets. We found maps and static representations of the pamphlets. But we were looking to really create something more interactive and engaging with the possibility for expansion for other marketing possibilities. So there were no viable off-the-shelf solutions, and we looked at other agencies nationwide, and it turns out that no one else had anything like this, even though they had made early forays into creating something that was still a very static applications and mostly just web versions of their own PDF pamphlets, which we already had, right? So how are we going to do this? We had to rethink how we were going to develop something like this, and so we modeled private sector development like Google, in which we do rapid development over time, creating usable components that are reviewable by people, and we got those in front of potential users to tell us, you know, is this something that you want? And so we created these in an agnostic architecture, meaning we can use whatever we create here to create a hunting application, or to reuse the components again to find efficiencies. But in order to do it, we had to use leading-edge technology. A lot of the technology that we used isn't even out in the public yet. We worked directly with our, like, Esri GIS providers to use new technology that is just not in the public sphere yet. and free software to hold down costs, and exploration of ads possibly for operations and maintenance. We're going to jump into a quick demo here, or maybe a long demo. There's a lot of features that we've added, and I hope you like it. Melody is and her team have been working very hard. She has a team of four people working directly on the app, and we've been working on it initially with budget dust since 2015, but in earnest since last summer. So let's hope this works.
Can I order a pizza from the app?
That's a good question. It's on your phone, so you can order it on your phone.
I don't really need it, but we'll go with it. So we've had a lot of interesting requests for people in this application. As we floated out there, one guy said, can there be a button that calls 911? And we thought, well, your phone kind of already does that, so I don't know that we're going to go down that avenue. But we've received some really interesting, so let me go ahead and get set up here.
I want you to keep in mind that it's a live demo, so if all of these things burst into flames, it's, you know, doing what it's supposed to do.
It's the curse of the tech demo. It happens every time.
Standard behavior.
It's not a Samsung phone.
It's not a Samsung phone.
I have a question about phase two, but maybe I'll wait till later, huh?
Oh, you can ask your question now.
Sure.
No?
No. Okay.
We may already have phase two in it.
Don't even go there.
Okay. Thanks for watching.
Let's see. I want to make sure this works. I probably don't need to stand up for this. All right. So when I was hired in July, I said to Brody, what is the most important thing I can do in the first year? And he said, I need you to build with your team a map that tells a fisherman what the rules are for the place they're standing on the day they're standing there. And that seems really simple, right? There's a pamphlet and we can interpret that. And turns out that some of the rules aren't so simple. And they're things like, if you're below Old Farmer Johnson's barn and above the big rock that used to have I Heart Lucy on it, then you're in this area. And so, it gets kind of that opaque about where you are. And so one of the first things we needed to do was develop an application that could locate your place in the world. Where am I? So that required a couple of things. Capturing all of, so this data, rivers, we're not the first people to ever need a map that showed where the Nisqually River is at, but some of these points are pretty arbitrary, and where they live in the world can be not super intuitive. Oh, I wish it were bigger, Brody. Can we make it bigger somehow?
We can't.
Okay. Wait. So if you see those little black dots, those are the arbitrary points on the river. So if we look here, this part of the river is described as from Leonard Road near Onalaska to Highway 508 Bridge near Kearney Creek. And this little segment here, that's a lake, is known as the Newaukum River from mouth to Leonard Road near Onalaska, right? So this helps. Maybe you didn't see the Leonard Road sign when you drove by it, and so now you're wondering, can I keep this salmon, this nice juicy salmon that I just caught, or can I not keep this nice juicy salmon I just caught? So we worked with our GIS team to develop these maps so that people could identify where they were. Okay, check. People knew where they were. We have maps that tell them where they are. Now we have to get the rules. Well, the rules process was not designed when it was designed not a long time ago, but it wasn't designed with the idea of putting it in a database. It was this process, this sort of organic process that all the biologists went through, and they said, okay, they can keep two salmon here, and they can't keep two salmon here, and they would get a Word document together, they would have a pizza party, and then they would publish it. But there was no database. Well, I can't put it on a phone if there's no database. So we worked with our biologists and our stakeholders to develop a system where the rules could be entered in electronic format into a database. This does a few things, right? We can put it on a phone. We can also generate the pamphlet without having to circle all the wagons and feed everybody Costco pizza. We can put it on the website. We can allow people to search it. It becomes a much more pliable document when it's captured in a database in a relational way, meaning when we can link things up to each other. The other thing we can do when we put it in a database is search on it. I only want to fish where, so I want to take my son fishing, and I sure don't want to take him where there's selective gear rules only. That's going to be, he's four, I don't want to do it. I want him to throw a bobber in the water, and for me to sit there, maybe do some knitting, him catch a fish, and that we go on about our day, right? So how do I find those areas? We have to be able to search on it. So the database was a critical component. So once we had the database and we had the maps, we were able to develop the application. And this is the result. You're able to click this little button. I'm going to click this icon. And it takes you. There we are. This is where we are. Right? There's Capitol. Can I fish in Capitol Lake? No. The answer is no. I can't fish in Capitol Lake. It's closed. Thank goodness. Right? We don't. That's probably not anything we want to eat unless you're hungry for nutria. So, maybe you could hunt in Capitol Lake. That's a different conversation. So you can search. So, for example, my brother said, I said, I think we're going to take a road trip down to Lake Skaniwa. And he was, where in the world are you talking about? Well, let's see what's going on in Lake Skaniwa. So we, Lake Skaniwa, click on it. There's Lake Skaniwa. Statewide rules apply, right? In the future, those statewide rules will be listed. So that's the basic, right? How simple is that? It just lets you know where you can fish, what's open, what's closed, based on where you're standing, and filters by the dates. The other really cool aspect is my brother is an avid fisherman, and we grew up out in Grace Harbor, and my dad used to take him fishing all the time. And he complains, I can't fish where we, you know, I can't fish at Friends Landing anymore. Where am I going to keep fish? I'm not going to even buy my license this year because I can't catch fish. We have functionality. Let me go ahead and turn this on. That allows you to turn on a filter. And he wants salmon and steelhead, right? That's what he wants because he wants to go home and he wants that big juicy salmon. He wants to be able to eat it. Well, I'll be darned. Yes, you can still fish for salmon. It might not be the fishing hole that your dad took you to when you were 10, but there are areas. It might require you to go 10 miles this way or 10 miles that way. But this offers us the opportunity to expose opportunity to our constituency, right? So we can say, well, I understand we did close that portion of the river down, but hey, upstream 5 miles, fish till your heart's content. So that's the real power of this application, and these are the features we have right now. We have some additional features that we're looking into. We'd really like it if people could report their catch record card. That would be slick, wouldn't it? No more riding in the rain with your pencil and then trying to keep track of your catch record card. You scan it, enter the numbers, you go on about your day.
That's our second most requested app that we don't have.
Right. So we're working. This is a demo of what that might look like. So you would just hit add, scan it. There you go. That would allow us to create heat maps, right? If we get real-time information about where people are catching fish, we could put that on the map. Who's catching fish where, right? Maybe I want to head down to the Nisqually where they're catching, you know, looks like it's hot right now. Again, it demonstrates opportunity to our constituency. Yes, people are catching fish. Yes, they're catching fish in their neighborhood. It might not be where it used to be, but they're catching fish in your neighborhood. We also have links to things like our Fish Washington website for people who may not understand the lake that they're at. Well, here's what's in there. This is the best time to go. We have information. You can turn in a poacher. Give enforcement a call if you see something kind of funky going on. If you want to share your sweet catch on Facebook, we've got that functionality for you. Here I am, and I caught this fish. Oh, this is a really fun feature. I'll show you really quickly. I'll show you this because my developer is really proud of it, and he'd be really sad if I didn't. So there's a flashlight. Huh? No, look here. Huh? Flashlight. If you're on your boat, it's late. You don't have to leave the app. He was very excited about that. So.
Question.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm sure it's on there, and I didn't see it. I'm obviously your GPS and all that's on there, but did it show latitude, longitude on there somewhere, and I just didn't see it?
Yeah. So what we have, and I know that the latitude, longitude is in the data, but what we do offer, oops, sorry, this is, I am an Android user, and this is an Apple. We're going to go back out and go back in. Nope, that's not going to fix my butt. See? Remember what he said about
filters on top.
Right, but I'm pushing it. It's because it's...
It's a live demo.
Well, while she's looking, I guess my question is, it shows latitude, longitude. I assume that would be the input that you would use when someone's reporting their catch in lieu of a paper catch record card.
We offer...
It also could evolve, too, into people reporting their crab and any number of things in the marine area, yes?
That is correct.
Okay.
I'm stuck. I don't know. I'm trying.
I didn't think I saw it, but I'm sure you got it. I just probably missed it.
If I could get there, I would show you that we actually capture... See if that helps the situation. Ah! Sorry, again, I am an Android user, and this is our Apple device. You're right, I needed to slide like a different way. So if you look here, we actually present the catch record code. So they can that was another complaint, right? Was I have to, if I catch a fish, now all of a sudden I gotta dig out my pamphlet and find my catch record code, and it's 7 o'clock at night and my wife is gonna be super angry, right? So you pull up the app, flip it up. Now I've got my catch record code. So they're going to be able to, and it will detect your catch record code based on your latitude and longitude when you go to enter the catch in the catch record card. Yep.
But it doesn't show your latitude and longitude anywhere. There's got to be a way to do that.
Yeah, we can show it. Absolutely.
It's not incorporated right now.
No, it's not incorporated right now. But the data is there. I've seen the data. That's how we...
And also then I assume then like the Maps app that many of our phones come with now, that's in there. I'm just thinking somebody's out on a creek fishing somewhere and he gets lost.
This map will be available offline.
So it's not Google Maps, but it's a custom map set because the rules themselves are custom reaches. And so we had to develop, that was another huge hurdle that we had to get over, was developing our own map layer for this, a custom map layer. But the maps do exist on the phone independent of being in connectivity.
Okay.
We're also exploring ways to securely deliver catch record cards using barcode scanning so that there's no personal identifiable information that's being transmitted in that. That's another thing that fisher people are, you know, very concerned about privacy sometimes, and so we don't want to be a big brother on that. But
so this is available. The app works offline. That means that it if you just notice it flashed up a little, regs have resynced. That's kind of an awkward word to say. So what happens is when you come back into Wi-Fi reception and a change has happened to the rules, it syncs and grabs those rules and puts them on your phone. So if there are emergency regulations, those will be synced, put on your phone, and they'll be the first thing you see when you open the rules. You also can opt into text messages about emergency regulations so that if you're out there, you don't bump into an enforcement officer who says, hey, this is closed, and you say, oh, I didn't have a chance to call the number or see the bands or whatever the case may be. So this allows, again, for that more interactive, DFW is here, we're letting you know what we're doing, we're letting you know what's going on experience.
Also, if you're in a stream and you're fly fishing, perhaps your hands are full, the app also has incorporated it into its smartwatch connectivity,
right,
which we're working on, so you don't have to fumble for your phone. It's on your wrist as well. So it's pretty advanced, and again, there's nothing else like it that we have found anywhere.
I was able to get a beta version. I've had it for a few months. And I was the envy of everyone that was on my boat. I had a fantastic time showing this off, the early version. And then it went away. I lost it because, you know, you've updated and the Android version came out first, so I haven't been able to download the one for my iPhone, and I've missed it.
I love to hear that.
This is so cool.
So the good news is that we have reached our goal of another major version release.
Right.
So we're making it widely available. So it will be available to all of the commissioners and a greater public audience after this meeting to test it. Correct.
So, go ahead.
And now remember how I said, well, we have to get the rules into a database? We are in the process of entering those rules for 2016, 2017, and then we'll begin for 2017, 2018. So the rules that you saw before were kind of our...
Test rules.
And so we're hoping that these rules will be more stable and more accurate so that if you see an inaccurate rule, you can say, hey, guys, I don't really think that I'm supposed to be fishing for sunfish or pumpkin seeds in Capitol Lake. You can say, I don't think so. So that sort of feedback will also be important to us.
And additionally, for internal research, the rules are now archived in a database. So if fish managers are reconstructing what happened in the past, they can go back and look at, you know, what was the regulation that was in place at that time that affected this.
We had
shut that down or whatever.
I had a biologist say, hey, wait a second. Are you telling me that I'll be able to run data pulls that tell me where catch and release was? And I said, yeah, we'll have that. He said, I've wanted that forever, because they want to look at the data for various management techniques and see how it worked. But if they're not in the database, how is that easily accessible?
The process for that now is sort of this, you know, 13th century scribe. You have to go back through the old physical pamphlets and search that out.
So the public is going to benefit, our agency will benefit, our research will benefit, the science will benefit. I think it's an all-around win.
Public is going to go crazy. This is fantastic. Is the same thing going to be developed on the hunting side?
Funny you should ask. That's a good segue into the next slide. So future expansion potential. He's not a plant. Future hunting mobile regulations application would be the next step, and leveraging what we learned in this application to produce that. Again, it's agnostic as to what kind of rules they are. They're just hunting rules instead of fishing rules, so we can sort of swap that out and kind of customize it accordingly, but have the same look and feel, so it's agency branded. Catch record card reporting integration, integration with Fish Washington as a smart fishing guide, which we mentioned earlier. And then in-season fishing and hunting promotions and ad support. So that's another way to sort of drive traffic and drive demographics towards selling agency products or driving through ads added value to rural communities where people hunt and fish. And so it's kind of a two-way street in that we would benefit and rural communities might benefit too, and we could demonstrate how the agency benefits those rural communities. And then a portable design that could be replicated in other natural resource agencies with relative ease. And so perhaps even monetize that.
Yep. So, well, this is really to Dave. Commissioner Grable, I have sat around with our regional fish manager and wildlife manager, and the issue with the Hunt app is whether it should be Hunt Washington. Fish Washington is saying they're stealing. So they're trying to come up with, you know, what it's going to be called.
I see. So. Yeah. Oh, good. Well, and the one other thing I was going to mention is, as you mentioned before, a really cool feature. And we've talked about this as sort of a marketing device for the department is they're developing a series of videos on how to and how to experience Washington fishing and how to fish certain things. And I know firsthand the popularity of that because I have done video, and in fact I'm going to pass 1 million views of my videos, and just as an indication of how popular they are. And I was able, when I was on fishing on Lake Roosevelt, demonstrating the app, scroll down and how to fish Lake Roosevelt Rainbow from Shore that Chris Donnelly had done was right there in the phone, and I could show these people. And that's, imagine, you know, you're a new family, you're out, you know, it's one of your first times, how do I do this? And you could have everything from tying the basic knot, how to use a bobber, how, you know. It's fantastic. It's revolutionary.
You've made him too excited to eat dinner.
That's great.
I really appreciate this project, and I appreciate being on it as a new family with young children, and I can't tell a Chinook from a coho in the dark, to be quite honest with you. And so having a resource that I can pull up and go, oh, I see the gum line. Okay. No, I can't keep it. Yeah. You know, so... my participation in this project has been personal as well as professional, and it's really just been a rewarding opportunity to work on something that my family uses, my extended family uses, and my community uses. So
the whole team is just extremely talented, and the way we've been able to recruit and maintain them is through the uniqueness and just power of this project. And so that's just, it's really been a major driver for dedication of the team to making it the best possible product we can make.
We'll look forward to updates.
Sure.
Yeah.
Commissioner Carpenter takes us out on one of his boats salmon fishing, then we can all plug in at the same time or go on.
And see how they actually catch fish.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you
both. Very good way to end the items. And